For his meat, for your service. If you want to destroy it, protect it, protect. If you want to destroy it, destroy as you like. It's not my property, it's your property.
Some devotees argue, we mention that we can't do yoga exercise because it's not Vaishnava. They say, well, why did Prabhupada accept massage? That's like not medicine, it's not the holy name. Why massaging is okay?
Massaging Prabhupada, that's the service of the disciple. He gives some opportunity to serve my body. That's all right. If you don't serve, you'll never die. That's your service. You will never offer food to Krishna. Will Krishna die of hunger? So that's your service. That's your for your benefit. Yes. You should understand that. I often have to refuse to do service because my body is sick and I find this very difficult and tend to get completely in anxiety that the devotees will think bad of me. When I was a brahmacharini living in the temple in Bhagavan's zone, there was always so much pressure on us to do a lot of service. If a devotee was sick, they were made to feel that it was Maya and they should transcend the body. How can I get over this problem? What is this? When you seek, you take rest. No eating, no fasting. Take rest, chant more. Krishna gives you opportunity to chant more. So, only this service, chanting, this is a service. Sravanam Kirtanam is not service. Navada Bhakti. Bhakti means service. Hearing is a service. Are you not doing service now? Service of the ear.
Yes.
Am I not doing service? Service of the tongue. Yes. So, it's service. So, one should understand it's also service. Now Krishna has given me opportunity to chant more. No other service. Now chanting service. More chanting. And taking rest. No eating. Nothing. Just chant more. So, nice things. Krishna wants that thing. So he made me fall sick. I accept in that way. Devotees should accept in that way. Yes. If you completely surrender, no problem is there. Krishna will enable you to transcend the bodily concepts of life. And you are attached to the body, how can you transcend? Not by this way. By complete surrender you can transcend. Yes. What some other body says, I don't care for it. Some may say good, some may say bad, that's always there. Yes. This material world is always there. I should not care for it. But Guru says if it pleases to Guru and Gauranga, then all right. I am his dear servant.